Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. We have a great show for you folks today. We have we're pleased to have a guest in the studio, Dr. Robert Barry. His title is, he's Director of Scientific Affairs, Research, New Product Development for a company called Conica Nutrients. And welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Barry.
Oh, thanks, Arnie. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you. We're going to be talking about two things, two separate products. The first one we're going to be talking about is called Ubiquinol. If it sounds familiar, it is. It's another form of CoQ10. It's a reduced form of CoQ10. And the second thing we're going to be talking about a little later on in the show is a substance called glavonoid or licorice flavonoid oil. But first, Dr. Barry, I suspect that you know what? Before I do that, joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Well, I don't know.
I forgot all about you.
I was beginning to wonder if you didn't love me anymore. I'm glad to finally be acknowledged glad to be here. Good afternoon, everybody.
And we have our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Yes, I am here too.
Okay. Now, Dr. Barry, first of all, I know you represent Conica. What's a Conica?
Okay, well, first of all, I guess most listeners wouldn't know what Conica is, but in the supplement field, I guess you can call it like a 3M company. They manufacture pure materials. They don't sell it directly. And Conica Corporation is the world's largest CoQ10 manufacturer, and it's been manufacturing CoQ10 by yeast fermentation method for over 30 years. And in fact, they're the only U.S. producer of CoQ10 in the world.
Okay, what was that last thing you said?
They're the only manufacturer that manufactures CoQ10 in the United States.
Ah, right. You have a plant you opened up last year down in Texas,
Pasadena, Texas.
Outside of Houston.
Houston, right?
It's okay, like Toyota getting in under the impending tariff barrier, right?
Okay, let's talk a little bit about CoQ10. And as you said, no one knows more about CoQ10 than Conica. Mm-hmm. So, why is CoQ10? First, a little bit about why is CoQ10 so important?
Okay, well, CoQ10 has two predominant functions in the body. There's several, but the main thing is cellular energy, the production of cellular energy, and the other one is that it's a very strong lipid-soluble antioxidant. In fact, the strongest one that's known. It's known to regenerate vitamin E and vitamin C in the body.
Okay, so CoQ10, when you're taking CoQ10, that means that you're sort of sparing the vitamin E and vitamin C. It's helping to return it from its oxidized form back to its reduced form?
That's right, and CoQ10 does the same. It reverts back and forth between an oxidized and a reduced form, part of its metabolic function in order to produce ATP, cellular energy, as well as act as an antioxidant.
Okay, and that's what we want to talk about today.
You know, Arnie, before you continue, I think what Dr. Barry just told our listeners is very important because of what we hear sometimes about individual antioxidants. And, you know, you have to be careful, folks, about what you hear about an individual antioxidant and what happens to it like in a test tube compared to what happens in your body when you have a mixture of all of the antioxidants in the diet and in your supplements. It's a whole different story.
Absolutely correct. Okay. Getting back to the this new form of CoQ10 that I mentioned, ubiquinol, or as you folks call it, Konica QH. You sort of branded it. So it's ubiquinol is its sort of generic name, and you guys call it Konica QH.
Right.
Which is what you're going to see if you look on the label of any number of products from some of our suppliers. Jarrow, for example, has a product they call QH Absorb. I know Bluebonnet has a UBQH, I think. Life Extension has it. Doctor's Best has it, to name at least four. So what makes QH better, or is it better than regular CoQ10?
Okay. Well, actually, I guess we have to qualify that. Well, one thing when you mentioned where you could get it is I should emphasize that Konica doesn't sell the commercially viable material. It sells a pure material to many other companies out there. So what you should do is look for the Konica label and logo. It is a patented material, unlike regular coenzyme Q10. In terms of the difference between the two, there's a significant difference. But one thing to remember is this. Probably the best way to put it is for any of the listeners here is if you start to move your fingers around, maybe your toes, and you realize that you can see and hear, you're probably digesting lunch right now. These are all metabolic functions that require cellular energy. Without cellular energy, the machine stops. Without CoQ10, there's no cellular energy. It's that critical to that machinery. And ubiquinol, the new QH, is actually a reduced form of coenzyme Q10. They both are forms and active forms in your body, in every cell in your body. The thing is that with the reduced form, that is the strong antioxidant form. It has not been commercially available to date because it is so readily oxidized in air, but Konica has found a way to produce it.
Okay, so the trick was to try and get it to be stable.
For manufacturing purposes, yes. Scientists have known about the reduced form of CoQ10 as long as they've known about CoQ10 itself.
Okay, and Konica has found a way to make it stable so that you're able to put it in a capsule and maintain it in the reduced form.
That's right. And they spent over a decade doing that. Not an easy feat.
Okay, well, what about dosage? How much should we take? Is there too much? Is there, you know, where do we go with dosage?
Okay, there are some differences in terms of dosaging, and there are some comparative studies that have been done between ubiquinone, the conventional CoQ10 that you've seen on the shelves for 30 years, and the new ubiquinol, the QH. Some of the studies that have been done in FDA NIH-granted clinical trials here in the U.S. on Parkinson's and Huntington's, most recently used 1,200 milligrams of ubiquinone. Currently, in phase 3 studies, which were just approved this past fall, for both Huntington's, ALS, and for Parkinson's, they're going to be using 2,400 milligrams of conventional CoQ, the ubiquinone. Tests were done for a safety test that were mandated by the FDA, had gone up to 2,400 milligrams, actually 3,000 milligrams, and typical plasma levels at that dosage, which is very high, was 6 to 8 micrograms per mil. Separate studies where they had looked at the new QH, ubiquinol, received, they were able to acquire the same plasma levels between 6 and 8 micrograms per mil, actually in some cases higher, with only 300 milligrams of the QH.
Okay, so 300 milligrams of QH was equivalent to how much of the...
2,400 milligrams. And those were in separate studies. This wasn't a direct comparison. But other studies have been done since then showing that that's correct. But there is some qualification to it. If you were to take... it has to do with what happens in your body as you age. When you're young and healthy, you produce, you biosynthesize, and you reduce, go back and forth between the oxidized and reduced form in your body readily. And very efficiently. As you get older, that declines. And that difference between the ratio between the reduced form and the oxidized form has been matched up with a number of the age-related diseases and aging itself. The point that I'm getting to is probably the market niche or where you would find this to work best for yourself and for the companies that sell it. This is what I tell most people. If you're 20 years old, young and healthy, or even up to 35 or 40 years old, and again, in good health, you would probably be better off going for and looking for the regular conventional ubiquinone because you're producing and reducing, metabolizing CoQ10 as efficiently as you need to. Studies have shown, though, that, this is a gray area in terms of the age, 35 to 40 years old, that starts to decline, not only your production, but also your capability of reducing it. And the same thing in terms of if you're experiencing excessive oxidative stress from acute or chronic disease along with that, they found that the ubiquinol, this is where this comes in, it's really a baby boomer type of a product, and it really makes a big difference in terms of plasma levels. Specific studies were done that compared a young cohort, and these are human studies, to an older one. Young was, I think, for this particular study, was 25 to 35 years old, and the old was 65 to 85 years old. They directly compared the same dosages of ubiquinol to ubiquinone. In the young, healthy group, there was a little bit of difference. You did get a little bit of a higher plasma level, but not significantly higher between the two. For the 65 to 85-year-old, there's a very dramatic difference between plasma levels and what they consider therapeutic plasma levels of CoQ10 between the ubiquinol and the QH. The ubiquinol was much higher.
Now, I want to know, what is the blood level that we're thinking is, say, physiological, okay, or optimum, or what is it normal for, say, a 25-year-old? And then how much of the new product, the ubiquinol, do we need to get, say, an older person up to that younger person level?
Okay. First of all, and I always use this caution, is that it's an individual thing, just like any other dietary supplement or drugs that you would use, even for aspirin. Everyone has a different response to it, and there are various levels, but there is a window that most physicians look at in terms of Q levels. And typically that could be anywhere from about 1, and this is gray also, but it's about 1.4 to 2.5 micrograms per mil for plasma levels. And oh, by the way, there's more and more formal approved laboratories popping up because they are using this more and more in the medical field. It is being embraced by the medical field quite significantly.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so you know what?
So how much does it
You know what, Dr. Podell, okay, let's pause for a short break. When we come back, we'll begin taking maybe some questions from the audience and continue talking to Dr. Barry. Okay, our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Bob Barry, and we will be back after these messages.
Do you have high blood pressure? If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs blood pressure control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood pressure control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love Kyolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
This is Arnie Gatomer. I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. Right now, Doctor's Best, the full line on sale at 40 to 50% off list. Source Naturals, American Health, Home Health, BioForce, all on sale at 35% off list. And Da Vinci Labs, Natural Factors, Country Life, Quality of Life, All One, Health from the Sun, they're all on sale at 30% off list. Jarrow Formulas, the full line is 25% off list, and there's much, much more. So pick up the current sale flyer and our latest product reference catalog. They're free. And if you're not on Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online.
You can also come by either one of our two stores in Manhattan and pick it up there. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctors sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and Propax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, Propax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact, Propax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. 3 clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact, the nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just 2 multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
Is osteoporosis a concern for you? Are you wondering if you are taking all of the supplements you should take to ensure maximum bone density? Well, if you're not taking strontium, you might have reason for concern. Strontium is a naturally occurring mineral present in water and food. Trace amounts of strontium are found in the human skeleton. Strontium has an affinity for bone and is taken up at the bone matrix crystal surface. The influence of strontium mechanism on bone metabolism has been researched since the 1950s. Studies indicate that strontium positively affects bone metabolism to promote bone formation and decrease bone resorption, leading to normalized bone density. Doctor's Best provides strontium in a supplement, Strontium Bone Maker. Two capsules provide 680 milligrams of strontium as strontium citrate. And here is some really good news. Strontium Bone Maker is now on sale at 50% off. That's half price. Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition, because you deserve it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest, Dr. Robert Barry, representing Konica Corporation. And we're talking about Konica QH, which is a reduced form of CoQ10. It's called ubiquinol. And Dr. Barry has written a little booklet called The Power of Konica QH. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. They just gave me a few of these booklets. So how about the first three callers today asking about Konica QH have a question for Dr. Barry. Give Ira your name and address, and we will send you a free booklet called The Power of Konica QH. How's that? Sound like a good idea? All right. Dr. Barry, why don't we just sort of sum up a little bit about CoQ10? Where, you know, what do the most recent studies tell us about CoQ10, ubiquinol, QH?
Okay, well, actually, since ubiquinol is relatively new on the market, doesn't mean that there aren't any studies on it. Over the past at least 5 to 6 years, there have been formal scientific studies, both on with humans, animals, etc., clinical studies that have been done. And as I mentioned before, scientists have known about the reduced form of of coenzyme Q10 for a long time. For our own purposes, the main thing to – well, one of the stories that I could relate to is – and this is going to be published soon, has been submitted for publication and, in fact, has been presented at a major scientific international forum recently this past November. And it was a study that was done with the ubiquinol with a clinical study. First, a very small one. All they wanted to do before they went on to cardiovascular patients was to take some healthy individuals that were already taking regular CoQ10 in their 50s and see if there was any difference taking the ubiquinol. They did that at the same dosage, which was about 300 milligrams a day. For these particular individuals, they were had been taking about anywhere between 200 to 300 milligrams of ubiquinone, conventional CoQ10, for at least 2 to 3 years. Their plasma levels were anywhere from 1.6 to 2, maybe just a little over 2. So they want to see if there's any difference with the ubiquinol. After 3 months at the exact same dose of the ubiquinol, it was almost tripled. Their state of health also improved. That led them to try this initially with on some class 4 cardiovascular patients. Class 4 cardiovascular patients means that their prognosis isn't very good. These are very compromised patients. But they wanted to see if it would make a difference because these compromised patients were on regular CoQ10 to begin with, 450 milligrams a day for this particular individual that I'll talk about, 65 years old. I won't go through the medications that he was on, but he was hospitalized with a very short prognosis. The only variable, the only thing they changed was they switched him to 450 milligrams of ubiquinol, the QH. At the time before they switched, his ejection fraction, and this is a good measure, was 15%. That's for each beat of your heart, that's the volume of blood that's pumped out.
He was at 15% of normal?
Normal.
That's real low.
Yes. Yeah. For normal is somewhere around 60% at least.
Yeah.
After 3 months, before they started, his plasma levels were less than 1.6 micrograms per mil on a regular at 450 milligrams of regular CoQ10. After 3 months on the QH, it was actually up over – it was 5.6. Recently, after a year, it's up to 6.8. But more importantly was it was reflected clinically. He's off of – at least it's reported that he was taken off at least half of the meds that he was on. He's no longer hospitalized. His ejection fraction is now up to 60%. It was up to 45% after about 6 months. After a year, they just recently reported it's up to normal levels, and he's playing golf currently in Ireland, which was unheard of a year ago for this particular individual.
Okay. Scotland, yes. Ireland, no.
Right? Yeah.
Well, this was just one incident, but it led them to – this was expanded. The study was done on dozens of patients in the same category with the same favorable results. And, again, that has been submitted for publication, so it should be available to the public soon.
Okay. So that's very, very exciting, and I hope, you know, it continues to pan out and it does work out for many, many people. Okay. We're going to pause for a short break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. We will be back and begin taking your calls after these messages. Well, what is CoQ10? It's a fat-soluble enzyme cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production and is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to perhaps be its most important function. This is where the new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Konica has been making natural CoQ10, ubiquinone, for over 30 years. Well, now they've developed the new CoQ10, a reduced form called ubiquinol, that's much more powerful as an antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Ubiquinol is actually the active antioxidant form of coenzyme Q10. As we age or suffer the effects of excess oxidative stress, our body's ability to form its own CoQ10 and convert it to the active ubiquinol form is diminished. Konica calls this product Konica QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. It's currently available from Jarrow Formulas and Bluebonnet Nutrition, Life Extension, and Doctor's Best. Look for ubiquinol on your supplement label, the new high-potency form of CoQ10 from Konica. And now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And our problems continue trying to get into town at the George Washington Bridge. We have the lower deck closed down since 7 o'clock this morning. We had an accident, and as a result, things got iced up when they cleaned it up. But now, 7 hours later, they're still in the process of opening up the lower deck. In the meantime, upper deck is going to cost you about 1 hour getting into town. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, a 15-minute delay into Manhattan. Outbound Holland Tunnel is going to cost you about 10 minutes. Tappan Zee Bridge looks good between Westchester and Rockland counties. In the five boroughs, not bad for you on the FDR Drive, Harlem River Drive combination. You will find delays, though, northbound side of the West Side Highway as you approach the Cross Bronx. We have no major delays traveling in Queens on the LIE or the Grand Central Parkways. Belt Parkway seems to be in pretty good shape for you as well. And the Gowanus BQE combination is moving without delay. Getting across the East River at the Queens Midtown Tunnel and the 59th Street Bridge, right now everything is looking good. I'm Bill Powers with WOR Traffic.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists, designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligrams of resveratrols extracted from huzhang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Robert Barry. And for you folks who have any questions about CoQ10 or the reduced form of CoQ10 called ubiquinol, please give us a call here at the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. And let's say hello to Mary calling from Brooklyn, New York. Hello, Mary.
Hello. I would like to know, I read in a magazine about people with autistic syndrome, like a Q10 will help them. I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay, Q10 as far as helping with autism.
Yeah.
Has there been any work with that in that area, Dr. Barry, that you know of?
None that I'm familiar with. It doesn't mean that there hasn't been.
I'm just looking on the National Library of Medicine database. There are no published articles.
Okay.
Okay. Nothing specific with autism and ubiquinol or ubiquinone, Mary. Thanks for calling. We will send you that book, though. And next we have Brooks calling from Manhattan.
Hi. I want to say that I am a huge fan of your Conica CoQ10. I've been taking it for the past year, and after I have this huge fibroid tumor, and 2 weeks after I started taking it, I know that this is, you know, results may not be general, but 2 weeks after I started taking it, this fibroid tumor had started to like reduce in size, and I have more energy, and and I take your CoQ10. It is the most fabulous thing on the market. So thank you. First off. And the second thing is, I have two questions. First off, I know that your CoQ10 is naturally fermented, and I wanted to know how that differs from other natural CoQ10 on the market. And the second question is, I understand that with the reduced form, the Q10, I take it in the true Q10 form, that boosts the ratio of the reduced Q10 to the regular Q10 in the body, and I'm wondering how much that boosts the ratio in favor of the true Q10, the reduced Q10.
Okay. Let me field your first question first. In terms of the methods, there's three different methods that CoQ10 is made by, manufactured worldwide. One is what Conica does is a yeast fermentation method. Another one is fermentation methods from bacteria. And the third one is a synthetic method that has a starting material called solanosol, which is derived from tobacco. Obviously, Conica favors the yeast fermentation method. One thing I should mention is that Conica was the first company worldwide to produce commercially available CoQ10 easily. Over 90%, if not 99.9% of the studies, and there's thousands of them that have been done on CoQ10 for the past 30 years, have used Conica CoQ10. And Conica's yeast fermented CoQ10 is the only one that has safety data behind it. It is the only one that has GRAS status. That means that it's generally regarded as safe. It's the only CoQ10 that the FDA recognized for many of the multi-site phase 1, phase 2, and now phase 3 studies that are done with CoQ10 here in the U.S. So there is a difference. There's a difference in purity and that type of thing. The main difference is that what you produce in your body is there's two different isomers. One is a trans and one is cis. Your body only produces and recognizes trans. Some of the manufacturing processes may be amenable to also having cis isomer. Studies have not been concluded saying that there's any toxic effects that go along with a cis isomer. On the other hand, we know that your body doesn't recognize it, and we know what happens with other enzymatic systems that when isomers come in that it doesn't recognize. So anyways, that's just somewhat of a caution. That's the main difference. I'm not sure what else I could tell you about Konica Q10 or QH. Obviously, Konica is the only one that produces the reduced form, and that goes into your second question. And you may have to remind me, you know, the gist of your second question here.
Sure. What I understand is that with the QH, the active form that's in your body, that if you take more of it, that boosts the ratio of QH to the regular CoQ10 that's in your body. And I'm wondering what is the percentage that it boosts that ratio in favor of the reduced QH?
Okay. Well, the reduced form I mentioned earlier on, you know, the older you are, if you're a baby boomer or above, or if you do have suffer from chronic disease, oxidative stress from acute diseases as well, that's where it makes a big difference because a couple of things. Your body's capability of producing metabolizing CoQ10 is different and it declines, as well as the ability of your body to absorb it. Typically, when you absorb the conventional CoQ10, it acts like any other lipid-soluble material. It's incorporated in chylomicrons. It goes into your small intestine where it's reduced, goes through the lymphatic system into circulation. The difference with the QH is that it's already reduced, so it kind of skips that step. We're not sure if exactly that's the way that it works, but it does result in a higher level of CoQ10 in your plasma. But what I want to emphasize, when you talk about the ratio does change if the older you get and when you are compromised by oxidative stress. Obviously, this will enhance that ratio, but it's very individual. It depends on your condition, your age, your health, et cetera, but it does give you a better chance to have more of this reduced form in your plasma. Let me put it this way. If you're young and healthy, over 90% of the CoQ10 in your plasma right now, if you're 20 years old and couldn't be healthier, is in the reduced form.
Okay. Right. I'm 50 and my parents are in their 80s and it's mainly for them that I'm really concerned because I know at that age I believe about 50% of the population dies of a heart attack, so it's so incredibly important to have CoQ10 at that age, and I'm just wondering how much of the true Q10, the reduced form, you know, should they be getting on an average day? They're in good health, but they're 80.
Okay. What I typically, again, you should always check with your healthcare provider whenever you add on any new supplements. You know, that's always a caution. But in terms of safety studies have shown that for CoQ10, it has an enviable safety record. There are no incidences associated with CoQ10 at all historically. But typically what I tell people, if they're not currently taking regular CoQ10, is to start with 200 to 300 milligrams of the QH for 2 to 3 weeks. Studies show that your plasma levels plateau off at about that time, and then 50 to 100 milligrams a day is a good maintenance dose. If you're already taking regular CoQ10, you could just start with the 50 to 100 milligrams of the QH.
Okay. Well, thanks
for
those.
Thank you so much. And as I said, your product is just phenomenal.
I'm glad.
Thanks a lot, Brooks.
Okay, bye-bye.
All righty. And 1-800-321-0710. That's our phone number here in the studio if you want to join this exciting discussion.
And I think Brooks was Dr. Barry's mom, by the
yeah.
way.
I was going to ask her if she was paid to call in.
Not by us. Okay, next let's talk to Marta from Manhattan.
Hello.
Hi, Marta.
Hi. I just was told that I have a carpal tunnel syndrome. I have a numbness and tingling in my hand, my fingers. So I just wanted to know if the ubiquinol will help me.
It will help the numbness in your hands and fingers.
Yes, I have numbness and tingling.
I think it's fair to say that nobody studied that. If what you have is carpal tunnel syndrome, where there's an effect like scar tissue pressing on the nerve, and the nerve is being damaged, one that should be dealt with directly medically, and they usually put people in a brace. Sometimes they operate on it. My guess is that helping the sick mitochondria in the sick nerve, the ubiquinol might well help it, but nobody's actually formally looked at that in terms of research studies. No, is that
I'm
fair
not,
to say?
I'm not familiar with any studies in that particular.
So it's the kind of thing you might speculate and see, but you don't want to do that in preference to having a doctor look at that to make sure, because there may be more direct treatments that are needed.
But it's affecting both hands now.
It's affecting it.
All the more reason to have it checked out. What you probably need is what they call nerve conduction studies. And if there's scar tissue pressing on the nerve, the treatment is really to relieve that pressure, which can be done sometimes with physical therapy. Sometimes it needs surgery.
Marta, bottom line is that the first thing that we would want you to do is to identify what the cause of the problem is. Mm-hmm. And obviously we can't do that over the radio. Mm-hmm. The best way to come up with a treatment or a recommended supplements is to know what is causing the problem. So that's where you need to focus your attention. There's a lot of things that could possibly be helpful, from B vitamins to omega-3 fatty acids to maybe even CoQ10. But we really don't know, because we don't know what's causing your problem. So that's where you have to really work at it, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, Marta. All right, and guess what? Time for another short break. You are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR, and our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. And this is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Robert Barian, will be back after these messages.
You look like a person who knows what you want. The latest in nutritional research is a top priority for you. You want a quality brand name you can trust. That's why you use Country Life, a brand that has shown for almost 40 years that integrity is a top priority. There are over 5 million people suffering from chronic bowel disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, constipation. For them, a beneficial bacteria supplement is essential, as it can increase nutrient absorption and improve overall health. Daily Dophilus, with Country Life's exclusive MacTrek bypass delivery system, has been shown to provide your body with over 50 times the favorable bacteria of other products. Daily Dophilus is shelf-stable and blister-packed for traveling convenience. And if you're looking for a good CoQ10 supplement you can trust, try Country Life's Q-Gel, a unique and thoroughly studied form of CoQ10. Specially processed, both water and fat-soluble, Country Life's Q-Gel CoQ10 is up to 300% better absorbed than many other CoQ10 products. Look for Country Life's Daily Dophilus, Q-Gel CoQ10, and other quality nutritional supplements at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
First, there was the orange. Then there was vitamin C. And now, Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the Easy C line using only the highest quality ingredients. Easy C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with Easy C by Natrol, now available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Robert Barry. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite multi-line of supplements, available at Wilner Chemists, of course, and they're discount priced. Okay, getting back to the phone, our next caller is Lynn from the Bronx. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
I'm presently taking CoQ10 30 milligrams.
Okay.
By Jarrow.
Okay.
How could I increase it with the new one?
Okay.
By taking more.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, which is better. Which is better.
Okay. A couple of questions that Bob is going to ask you.
Okay. Probably what I should ask you first is, are you over 40?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, just with that answer alone, it'd probably be worthwhile to try the QH. And it typically comes in either 50 or 100 milligrams. If you're only taking 30 now, 30 is very low for CoQ10 to begin with, but 50 milligrams would be a good start.
50 milligrams of QH?
Sure.
Are
you in good health otherwise?
Well, yeah, good health. Of course, I have an artery problem, but I'm being taken care of.
Okay. Well, I know Blue Bonnet makes a 50 milligram QH.
Blue Bonnet.
I know they do. I'm not sure if some of the other companies have the 100 milligram. I don't know if the others have a 50. I know Blue Bonnet has a 50. I think maybe Jarrow does also. I'm not sure.
I like Jarrow.
Yeah? See, they may have a 50 also, but I know Blue Bonnet does.
So it's 50 milligram.
50 milligrams, and it's QH.
QH.
Right.
That's it.
100, if you can't find it, 100 milligrams won't hurt at all.
How many 100, how many tablets? Two?
No, that's one tablet. That's one capsule.
And 50 would be what?
One capsule, too, just a different product.
Yeah, but with Jarrow, I was taking two, being that it was 30 milligrams. They told me that at Wilmer, that I could take two.
Yeah, you could, but if you're taking the new one, the ubiquinol, the QH, then you just need one.
One.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, Lynn, thanks for calling. And who's next? Mike from Darien, Connecticut.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I face a dilemma. Perhaps you can help me. I have atrial fibrillation, and I was recommended to take 3,000 milligrams of Q10 per day in order to help remedy some of the energy loss effects from this condition. I'm also on Coumadin, which has a very narrow efficacy range. I must maintain an INRPT between 2 and 3. Since there is an interaction, I was thinking of titrating up the Q10 dose from my current 200 a day of just plain Q10 by using, I guess it would be the 375 as a goal of the QH. Is this realistic to titrate up, monitoring the INR, let's say, over a period of a couple of months? To get to that level?
Okay, number one, you know, you started off mentioning a rather, I'll use the word, extreme dose of CoQ10. I don't know anybody recommending 3,000 milligrams of CoQ10 and whether or not 3,000 is going to work more than 2,000 or 1,200. I don't know that that's been studied. We just want to start at that point. You're really at a very, very high dosage.
I understand that. This the gentleman that did this is an expert in nutrition and athletics. And
hey, look, it's your. You know, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
Assuming that's safe and going to be hopefully effective. We don't have the studies as you say. The concept of titrating up to the high dose, monitoring the INR. Does that sound like a good or bad plan?
I guess what do we know? Let me say, if you're going to do it, which we're not necessarily recommending, titrating makes sense. One of the problems is we don't know what the lag time would be of the interaction, so that, you know, you may be okay in a week, but that effect on the prothrombin time might not be come for a month. But I guess my question within the audience here, in our studio audience, is what do we know, if anything, about the effects of real high doses of coenzyme Q on Coumadin and anticoagulation?
Actually, this has come up before. There was a study early on, I think it was either 70s or 80s, indicating that there was an interaction. But since then, dozens and dozens of studies have been done by several centers, not just here in the U.S., but elsewhere, and have not been able to repeat those studies, showing that there really is no significant interaction.
But no doubt the studies that were done were on much lower doses than he's proposing. So you're going off into a frontier. And I think that what you'd probably want to do is do weekly prothrombin times when we're doing it, and to make sure that you were kept doing it for several months after you hit your stable dose, because the effects might not be immediate. They might take weeks to see.
Yeah. So most probably, if you're in your case, I don't think there's a QH that's lower in potency than 50 milligrams. As I said, I know there's a 50 milligram QH. So if you wanted to titrate up, increasing at 50 milligrams at a time, that would be probably about the best you could do.
Would 375 be equivalent to the 3,000 of the Bicodone?
That's an individual process. I mean, it depends on your state of health, age, et cetera. My suggestion also would be is that, as you mentioned, that you have an expert healthcare provider, is that this should be monitored, and the best way to go about it is to check some of the recent studies that have been done showing comparable bioavailability capabilities of the ubiquinol to ubiquinone, and maybe use that as a barometer.
Let me say that as far as I can see in the literature, the highest dose that anybody has looked at for coenzyme Q would be about 2,400 milligrams. And those people were on, 3 to 6 months or something like that?
8 months for that particular study.
So that's the limit of the data. So for anyone to go above that at this point, they're doing their own experiment.
I see. And but a good starting point would be an 8-to-1 equivalent of the QH to the regular Q.
Based on what's been published, that's probably a good starting point. But as the doctor here mentioned also, it's guesswork.
Yes, bioavailability, I understand. I'm 66, will be 67 years old. I've had two TIA mini strokes. And again, I'm trying to be very careful with what I do, but this one recommendation was very strong, and I'm willing to attempt it.
Okay.
Well, then just follow it very closely.
Yeah, just...
And make sure your cardiology doctor knows about this. And
just absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to do the INR.
Okay, fine.
Okay, thanks for calling, Mike. And next we have Guy calling from Manhattan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm taking Life Extension CoQ10, the earlier version. It's called super absorbable.
Right.
100 milligrams and 111 of cold-pressed oranges, limonene is included in it. Since I have a few bottles of this, I doubled. So I'm taking two CoQ10s, 100 milligrams, twice a day with food.
Okay.
I was wondering if that made any sense. And also, is it useful for restless leg syndrome?
Useless? Is it helpful for restless leg syndrome?
Yes.
We're looking at each other. I'm not aware of any data, so
I'm not familiar with that.
You probably know the database better than I do here.
In terms of doubling up your dosage, in terms of safety, there's no issue there at all. It's a matter of whether or not you're absorbing anymore, because your plasma level will plateau off after a certain level. Just make sure you're taking it with meals or with some type of a fatty material, even a dollop of peanut butter. Makes a big difference in terms of bioavailability of this stuff.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that call, Guy. And now we're going to get with it, New York.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemist is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All righty. So you heard about that. Okay, well, everybody, this is a two-hour show, and we are coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of my favorite multi-line of multivitamin supplements. Those of you who are on the phones, please, please, please stay right there, and we will get back to you at about 4 minutes after 3, which is about 5 minutes from now. In the second hour, we'll be talking with Dr. Barry about a unique new substance that Konica is producing called Glavonoid. It's a licorice flavonoid oil, and it helps with lots of good things, mostly to help reduce fat that accumulates around your midsection. See you next hour.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's